One of the most frequent comments that we hear from students is that they can't focus or can't concentrate. And while this is a common experience, it can be very distressing in a university setting, especially at exam time. Focusing can be thought of as intentionally holding your attention on a particular object at a particular time. I'll repeat that. Focusing can be thought of as intentionally holding your attention on a particular object at a particular time. Many of us spend a lot of our time dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. What we're developing with the exercises here is the ability to be in the present moment. Another word for focusing is mindfulness, and if you Google this, you will get heaps of interesting information. Mindfulness as a practice and concept is gaining a wide reputation in Western psychology, and it's being applied to many modern issues such as pain, stress, depression, and anxiety, as well as more general issues such as motivation, mind training, and spiritual development. Our intention is to introduce the practice of mindfulness to help increase your ability to focus, as well as to help manage and reduce stress, and to increase your ability to tolerate and regulate strong thoughts and emotions. In some of the exercises, you'll be invited to bring to mind difficult thoughts or feelings. Please use your own wisdom here, and also a sense of kindness towards yourself in this process, as it can sometimes bring up unexpected experiences. Please also start with things that are manageable, or possibly even low in emotional charge, and take a break if you need to. It can be helpful to have support throughout this process if you are dealing with particularly difficult or traumatic experiences. This help could be a friend or a family member, your GP, or a professional counselor, such as those at Student Services or Lifeline or other community services.
The exercises are based on a therapeutic model called ACT. This stands for Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, but these initials, ACT, also stand for Accept Your Internal Experience, Choose a Value Direction, and Take Action. Someone I once worked with this model, said that this helped her to live on purpose and not on impulse. The exercises follow a progressive path of skill development, but you can also choose which one might be useful for you. This introduction track may only need to be listened to once or twice and then skipped over, but it is recommended that you listen to it before starting any of the other practices. For each of the other tracks, we suggest that you commit some time to practice each one regularly. Ultimately, focusing and mindfulness need to be experienced rather than described or talked about. So let's get into it.